In a recent episode of Double Tap, and admittedly, I don't know the date, the title of it is Your Feedback, because, you know, that's really helpful, Stephen made an offhanded comment that I'm a little disappointed in him for making. Yeah, that's right. I'm disappointed in you, Stephen, because a tool you were introduced to by either Demasi, myself, or both of us has what you're looking for. The problem to be solved is Steven stated that there isn't an accessible clipboard management program on the Mac, and I respectfully disagree. In this clip, we're going to start by pressing Command Space. I'm going to show you the long way of finding it, and then we will show you a shortcut that you can use as well.
Application, System Dialog, Action Menu.
This action menu tells me that I am in Launch Bar, and note that you need to have Launch Bar configured in order to do what I'm about to show you. If you start typing clipboard
history, action,
you'll come to the clipboard history, action. You may not, but you want to use your down arrow key until you find clipboard history. Tap your right arrow to open the clipboard history.
Two audio files in audio hijack, clipboard object.
And this shows you two audio files from the Audio Hijack folder that have been added to my clipboard. This works with your files. It also works with items inside of Reaper and, of course, plain old text. If we tap our down arrow,
blindbargains.com, clipboard object.
Some text there, clipboard object, blindbargains.com.
Grant all privileges on database name to username at localhost, clipboard object.
A item that I copied for learning MySQL. So if I want to insert this, for example, all I have to do is tap enter, but I'm not in an edit field. So I'm going to show you something in a moment on how you can do that. If I want to copy this to my clipboard again, I just hit
grant all privileges on database.
Command C, and that'll say copy and repeat the last thing that was stated. So now I'll tap escape to exit this.
Audio hijack, untitled.
And I'm put back in the audio hijack file. Now, I'm going to go ahead and show you two more things with this option. If I press Command Space.
Application.
And I type draft.
Drafts, application.
This takes you to the drafts application, but I'd rather just have to hit the letter D to activate this. So I'll press Command Option A.
Draft, content selected.
And this brings you to the abbreviation of anything that you find in Launch Bar, you can set an abbreviation for. And I'll tap the backspace to delete this because it said content selected.
Selection deleted.
And I'll press the letter D followed by Enter.
Drafts, application.
Now we'll exit out of Launch Bar.
Audio hijack.
I'll press Command Space.
Application.
And now anytime I press the letter D.
Drafts, application.
Drafts comes right up, but here's something more fun.
Audio hijack.
If we press Command Space.
Application. System Dialog.
Press and hold the letter D.
Drafts. Audio hijack. Drafts. Blank. Window.
Drafts is now open, so I didn't have to hit enter. Now, I have it set up so Command Option Backslash takes me immediately to my clipboard history, so I don't have to go to my clipboard history.
Grant all privileges on database name to username at localhost. Clipboard object.
So there's that clipboard object that we talked about a moment ago. If I press enter,
new line.
That's inserted with a new line on that document. If I press Command Option Backslash,
grant all privileges on database.
And I type in blind.
Blindbargains.com, clipboard object.
There's blind bargains, and I simply tap
blindbargains.com.
Enter to insert it. Now that's pretty cool. You can easily type in something from your clipboard that you remember and bring that into focus so you can access that information. I love Launch Bar. One last thing that I want to teach you about is if you want to merge things together, let's say you're looking for some elements to edit a podcast and the intro and outro and main content of the podcast are in three different folders. You can press Command C on the first item, intro for example, go to the main contents of the podcast and press Command CC, and then go to the outro and press Command CC, and then on your clipboard, you have all three elements you need, and you can paste them into your audio editor of choice. What? You can't paste into Audacity? I actually don't know if you can, but in Reaper, you can just find the files in Finder or Windows Explorer, Sean, copy them to your clipboard, and then paste them into Reaper, and you're editing them. Hope you found this to be a little bit useful. Steven, play with Launch Bar. Pretty sure you bought it. Play with Launch Bar a little more because I think you'll get some value out of it. especially the clipboard history.